Hello, everybody. This is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined today by my friend Mike.
Hey, guys.
How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I heard it was going to thunderstorm all day, but I have yet to see any of that. I'm a little disappointed, frankly.
How come?
Well, as I've mentioned on the radio before, I love the rain.
Yeah, I love the rain.
I know. We've been getting record rain, I think, since the month of May, and I'm all for it.
Well, as someone who works outside, their money depends on it not raining. It's been kind of brutal, but I understand. I totally am with you.
Well, you know, as somebody who likes to stay home and not go out a lot, you know, it's great for me.
Yeah, I get that. What's the best rain song you got right now for me?
The best rain song I got
right
now?
What can you do to bring the rain?
I can try to summon. I can try to will it into existence.
Let's do it. Yeah, man.
All right. So we're going to start out with something maybe a little more on the mellow side then.
All right.
Try to get some rain in on this. Let's see. What comes to mind when you think about the rain? Like, what song plays?
I keep thinking of Missy Elliott's I Can't Stand the Rain sample. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, actually.
There's plenty, but that's a good one. Or Travis, Why Does It Always Rain on Me?
Okay.
That's not a bad one.
So I'm going to play a song that doesn't explicitly talk about the rain, but I feel like the mood of it implies
on.
It's you know, a little sad, a little slow, but let's try to get the rain.
Okay,
dropping.
Let's do it.
All right, and you will recognize this one too. Hello, everybody. Little technical difficulty there. Our music stopped playing. Gotta figure out what's going on with that. What's going on with that?
Let's see. We're gonna... Oh, shoot. I don't have a thing anymore, I guess.
Oh, you know, with the iPhones, you gotta... The little dongle, the little cord,
yeah,
whatever you call that.
Yeah, that's so frustrating
that.
Because I could have just plugged in that.
You know, no reason for them to have gotten rid of that. Like, really none.
Not at all. In fact, it was really... It's really frustrating now. I go to the gym, I have to bring my old iPhone. I mean, iPod.
Okay.
You know, the ones that used to... You know.
Like, oh, the amazing ones. The beautiful ones.
No touch screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so you just got the little... Spin scroll. The little circle. Yeah. Scroll your way down.
You know, it's... A lot of labor. It's a lot of labor. It's labor intensive.
I used to love the ones. I can't remember which generation it was, but the one where you could see the album artwork, mm-hmm. like on the little screen. And,
no, I can.
Oh,
I can see
that's fantastic.
I see that and the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what really is frustrating too is with hip hop records, it'll take the main artist, but anytime they have a feature on it and it's listed, it splits it into a new artist. So it's like Jay-Z and Biggie.
That's right. That did do that.
And it's so annoying. Because you just have 400 Jay-Z artists or whoever for like three albums. It's insane.
You know what I used to do with my iPods is I would have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of songs on them, and I would shuffle them all the time because I'm like, I don't know what I want to listen to.
Right.
What I want to listen to is on this iPod somewhere. I don't know what it is. So I would just angrily shuffle and skip and skip and skip and skip like 100 songs. And then on like the 150th song, I would finally, oh, okay, I could go for this.
Yeah, you know,
and
that
I would
means?
Just spend so much time just skipping.
Because you know what that means? Most albums have like three good songs and a bunch of crappy ones.
I know. And then
and that's
knowing,
unfortunate, but it's true, you know?
Yeah. And you know, you can't. I'm not really the type to just put individual songs on my iPod either. It's like you get the album
either.
Or you get nothing.
Me
you know,
yeah,
you judge
absolutely.
Something in the context of the album it's in, you know, start to finish. It's just the type of guy.
That's the other downside of hip hop albums is you get skits.
Yeah, that's true. But
and
some of those skits are awesome.
They are.
Some
I agree
of them
with
are.
You. All right, what's your favorite skit on a hip hop album?
On a hip hop album, tough to say. What comes to mind is, and this is more. R&B, but there's a little hip hop in it. But the intro to Frank Ocean's Channel Orange album is, it's just called Start, I think. And there's a lot of things kind of happening in it. One of them is it starts up the screen for like a PlayStation 1. You turn it on, and there's like that sound in it, and then you hear like Street Fighter turn on in the background. But there's also like, you know, people talking, and they get into a car, and they turn the car on, I think. So, you know, just it's the start of things.
Okay.
So
all right.
I like that. How about yourself?
It's got to the Wu-Tangs after the 36 Chambers when they discuss the torture methods.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, it's that's wonderful, be, yeah.
it's one, that's definitely one of my favorites. I'd have to go a little bit deeper into my dome to think about what maybe would be next, but...
You know, there are also some good rock records with good skits, too. Or,
example?
Like, interlude tracks, whatever you do. Tool is phenomenal, Adam. Especially on, like,
okay.
Anima, like, Die Ehre von Satan, which is, like, this very industrial, kind of evil-sounding song with this guy reciting something in German to a crowd. And it sounds, like, immediately you think of, like, the worst thing. But if you actually, like, kind of Google what the guy's saying, he's actually just reciting a cookie recipe. But he's doing it in
amazing.
German, and so it sounds
so
inherently, like...
Like, yeah, I get it.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Cookie recipe. That's pretty funny.
And then, what is it? Message to Harry Man Back. That's another good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a fan of that. When it's done well, you know, it gives albums a lot of character, I
yeah.
think.
I mean, Jane's Addiction's album opened up with that in Spanish. Señora says señora.
Yeah.
Cuántas adicción. O buenas adicción.
That's true.
I don't remember what they say in that, but... What's going on with the technicalities?
Okay, so I think the technicalities might be all smoothed out.
All right, let's see.
So in that case, we are going to go back to some music. We will be back shortly. WMFO. Hello? Give me 1 second. I'm going to turn your volume up. Give me just 1 second, I apologize.
I don't think you people know what you're doing. You don't know how to use your equipment.
I apologize. I am a new DJ. I have answered the phone on the air. I'm answering you off the air right now. I'm just trying to turn your volume up. Okay, say something. Hello? And we're back. So someone tried calling during like the last song, and you know, I'm a new DJ, you know, I've this is my second show,
right,
you know, by myself, and you know, I'm still working things out. So caller, I apologize. If you would like to call back again, I will answer you off the air.
Do it now.
Well, we're playing a couple songs for you. You know, I tried to will the rain in. It did not work.
It didn't work. Well,
I tried checking my phone. Apparently, it's not going to start till like around 3-ish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I heard to expect the thunderstorms.
All right. Well, thunderstorms are kind of cool. That's I actually watched lightning last night as I drove home.
Oh, really? That's fun, yeah. What time was that?
Probably about 10:30.
10:30 now?
Okay. I'm up in the Merrimack Valley, so that I don't know if it's the same.
Okay.
Like, that's the one thing that I've been... So I moved about 9 months ago, and I don't know if I'm in the same world as you anymore. Like, do we see the same storms? Sort of. Kind of not, right?
Yeah,
sometimes
potentially
it's
not,
raining
yeah.
here, and it's not raining there. Somebody mentioned there was big thunderstorms the other morning, which didn't happen. Like, loud enough to wake people up at like 6
really?
In the morning. Oh, maybe.
Okay. Didn't wake me up, but okay. once I'm out, I'm out.
Okay.
You know, lights
so
out.
You can sleep through anything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I guess either I can sit through anything or it didn't happen.
Huh.
So I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
That goes for a lot of things.
That's so true.
Do you have? If anybody has any cool requests right now, please call in. The number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636. Give us a call and make some suggestions.
Yeah, and I'll do my best to make it work.
Yeah. What are you feeling right now? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I want you to take the lead on this one.
I will definitely take the lead on this one.
Yeah, pick something.
Alrighty. We are going to go with, how about, we're going to go in a different direction.
All right, what do you got?
So we just played something a little punky, but now we're going to go a little back to the 80s.
Oh, all right.
Glorious Age.
Very glorious age.
And you will probably recognize who this is as soon as I put it on.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
We're back this time with a PSA for you guys. Mike, you have a PSA for us?
26-year-old Olivia Culbreth broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left six people dead, including her own sister and three generations of family in another vehicle. "I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life," she sobbed to the judge. "I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility." Everyone in both vehicles except for Culbreth was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV in Culbreth's car to dismembered wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of metal. "The fun's over when you drink alcohol and decide to drive, quite possibly forever." A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Obviously, it's an important PSA.
That's an extremely important one. There has been, I mean, I'm sure everybody can either know someone in a drunk driving accident or has seen it or has heard enough about it. You know, I'm not judging anybody, but this is it's really bad. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't do it. You know, especially in today's day and age of, you know, Uber and Lyft are so easily accessible.
So easy.
And
it's not that expensive. Like
no,
in the old days, cabs were pretty steep. I could understand. Not that I understand why you would drink and drive. I understand why if you were in a bad decision-making process. It's still not an excuse, but I can understand at least the logic of why you were like, "Oh, I better just drive. It's very there's no excuse nowadays."
Agreed.
Yeah, don't do it.
Anyways, before we get to some more music, there's something I want to talk about.
Okay.
I had a glorious breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good, I feel like I should mention it. But yeah, so I like to eat breakfast like a king, you know? So if someone says to me, like, "Hey, I will treat you to breakfast," I go, "Oh, here we go." So three pancakes, three eggs over easy, sausage links, bacon, corned beef hash. Ate it all. I have been stuffed since like 8:30 this morning.
Where did you go?
I went to Bickford's Grill in Woburn.
Oh, yeah, Bickford's. Yeah, I mean, Bickford's is as old-timey gets.
Yeah, I was visiting my brother, and he lives, like, right down the street from it.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Wait, let me ask you this.
What's up?
Was Bickford's the place that you guys hung out at late night when you were younger?
No. If we were to go to a late night breakfast place, it would be IHOP.
Okay.
For sure.
So back in, I grew up in Melrose, so in old-timey Melrose, if you were out late, Bickford's up on Route 1, which doesn't exist anymore, was where the spot was. You were guaranteed to get into a confrontation. You were guaranteed to, like, smoke 1,000 cigarettes and drink 1,000 cups of coffee at 1 a.m. Yeah, that was a spot. So
whereabouts on Route 1 was that?
Yeah, you know where the CVS is now? Where, all right, like, going towards the Square One Mall.
Sure.
If you turned in, it's like a CVS and a Joann's Fabric.
Yeah.
Up there. That's
interesting.
Where it was.
Okay, I wonder how long ago that was that shut down.
Well, probably, I mean, at least 15 years ago, if not more.
Oh, wow.
If not, way more, actually. Probably the late 90s.
Okay.
If anybody has any Bickford stories, please call in and let us know. We're dying to hear them. The phone number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, you never know what can happen at Bickford's.
No.
Early in the morning, late at night. You never know. But let's get back to some music.
Yeah, what do you got?
We'll be back shortly. I think, so we are going to go back, to punk just a little bit.
Okay.
This is a very famous punk band, but it's an awesome song, so right. I hope you all enjoy it.
Destination now, ruby, 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 soho. Destination now. Thank you.
We're back. This is Danny reminding you that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the last few songs that we just played. But
what did we listen to?
So that was Beach House off their latest album, a song called Lemon Glow. Their album came out last year. Really awesome. Actually, my favorite output of theirs so far. I think they get better with every album.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Which is awesome. And then, some South San Gabriel. That was your choice. I like that song. It was nice and mellow.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up. And then Swerve Driver, this 90s rock band. And they're going today. They came back. But I like those guys, too. I just wanted to mention that I came across this today, but... for local listeners, the Somerville Theater lately has been screening a lot of just like random movies, a lot of them in 35mm. This coming weekend, they're doing Mad Max Fury Road, which is, in my mind, one of the best movies to have come out maybe in this past decade. It's excellent. And it's at midnight, so It kind of depends. Like normally, like me a few years ago, like I used to go to midnight screenings all the time, especially back in like 2010, 2011. I was at every big midnight screening because I just love to go. Nowadays, like I'm lucky if I'm up till midnight.
Well, there's got to be a new Danny out there ready to see those 12 a.m. movies. But right, I'm in bed nowadays at around.